All right, stay tuned for a commercial. Just kidding. No one wants to sponsor this. What do you think? You're going to come in here and have bowling green bed sheets? Or Quiff toothpaste? None of that. This show's free. So listen, because we keep the show largely ad-free, like a tenth of other people, I just ask that you support us at Mug Club. Or if you can't do that, you don't want the full additional hour show, leave a rating. If you're on Apple, if you're on Spotify, if you're on Android, leave a rating and a review. Just take a little bit of time out of your day so that you don't have to listen to a bunch of crappy ads for gift boxes that come monthly with crap you don't need.
Louder with Crowder is brought to you in part by
CrowderShop.com.
You don't have to be a freeloader your whole life. The good news is that you can support this show and the fight by buying some really cool clothes.
CrowderShop.com.
Oh, that's a good Me Too sip.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I sip too because Me Too's back because we have a lot to talk about today. First off, let me tell you, before anything else, we're going to be talking about the border crisis. A lot of people have been saying, why haven't you been covering it? Because I've been waiting to see how it unfolds.
Yeah.
Because we've done segments on the border crisis quite a bit with you under Trump and how the numbers they absolutely started increasing. I just changed my clothes right before the show.
Yeah.
So I'm a little winded.
From changing your clothes?
It's a whole thing. I got to change my clothes.
Well, it's surgery.
But we'll be talking about the border crisis. I think what's important is for you to understand kind of what the media has been telling you, what's actually happening. And these are two very different things and why it matters. So I know we're not talking about the border crisis first. And that's kind of the beauty of what we do with this show is, you know, there wasn't always a 24-hour news cycle in this country. There was a half-hour news, you know, three times a day, and it was basically the same thing. So we don't have to manufacture a crisis, and there is a border crisis, but we don't have to cover it every day when there's no new information. So consolidating it and letting you know, look, how this affects you and what you can do. And with this, it starts with local politics. If you live in West Texas, it's less paperwork to respect Castle Doctrine laws. So we'll talk about all this, everything you need to know about the border crisis. It'll be pretty thorough. And we'll also talk about Chris Cuomo grabbing wife's asses. Just to be clear, it's not like Aziz Ansari, a bad date. You know, some Me Toos, you're like, well, okay, that doesn't... No, this is grabbing a woman's ass in front of her husband. These Cuomo brothers, the brothers Cuomo, are absolute garbage. Just to be clear. So we'll talk about all of that today, but Gerald A., how are you?
I am well. How are you, sir?
I'm okay. A little wind. I still have the sinus infection going on. I'd rather be with my babies. That's true.
Oh.
That's just...
it's touching.
Well, and then... Did you ever feel that with Quarter Black Garrett here? He's a quarter black. We have the 23andMe to prove it.
Mm.
Were you that way with your first one? Because... Your first child, were you like, I just want to be hanging out with them?
Yeah, I love my kids. My kids are great. I still do that.
Were you that? And Dave Landa, of course, the funniest man on his feet. How are you?
Well, thank you. Good.
Did you feel that way with your kids? Like
neighbor's kids.
Oh, no.
Well, come on.
No, absolutely. No, 100%.
By the way, his van is available on Craigslist.
Yes, it is. Well, it's
well cleaned.
It's been cleaned. Yeah.
Some.
It was in the 60-minute blacklight special.
Yeah.
There's still caution tape around it. I would rather be with my son any time of any day, even now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's six, and it's like we were just talking about
six
playing Nintendo,
age.
And just it's the I love hanging out with.
Well, the truth is, I don't like my son much.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
That was fast.
No, my son just has one face that's grumpy, and my daughter, she's so expressive.
Yeah, yeah.
And she is taken to, I told you about this, believe me, wash my hands, trim my nails. When I was fixing her bib, she started sucking on my finger.
Yeah.
And she brushes her gums with it.
Yeah.
Anyway, to me, it's just adorable. In other words, what people say about, I'm not going to be that guy, show you pictures of my wallet or pictures of his van. It's everything they say is true. And for me, it wasn't true at the very first moment. I wasn't like, you were there, and you hit my child with your phone.
Gerald.
Tomorrow.
I heard about that.
He dropped his phone on my baby and made him, within the first minute, and Gerald's like, you want me to get a close-up? And
not there are no accidents.
Except
no.
That is exactly what happened.
That is exactly what happened.
Oh. Well, at least you were a Butterfingers with the phone and not the baby.
Yeah. It's true.
You know what?
It's better
true.
Than dropping
you,
a baby on your phone.
Yeah.
They're resilient. Silver lining.
They bounce. The point is, they those are. Of you who don't have children or babies, everything they say is true about that, where you're just like, ugh. It really is true. It's a whole different thing.
Yep.
You look at them, and except my son. He's kind of, you know, lukewarm.
I'm just glad I had a case on my phone. When
look, he was it a Nerf one?
Otherwise,
it's going to be harder.
The OtterBox was helpful when it fell on your son's head.
Look, you've had surgery. He was recently circumcised. Yeah. Don't think he's not going to be moody for a little while.
For a little while.
That's true. Yeah.
Why are you so moody? You just cut off half my penis.
You'd be moody.
Well,
look at what you've done.
It's tradition.
It is.
You don't understand theology and how you're grafted into the faith, but someday you'll be grateful because it seems to me before we move on to anything else, it seems to me with women in the circle, we'll talk about it after that.
Probably wise.
Yeah.
What, it's a deal breaker only one way, it seems for me.
Right. Yeah.
There are some people who are accepting of all of it, and there's someone who are like, I'm just not, I'm accepting of the mushroom, I'm not accepting of the tree wiener. But I don't know any woman who's like, oh, circumcised. Oh, gross.
No, well, it's usually the women getting it, depending on what country you're in.
Yes.
Oh,
come on. What, facts?
Yeah, facts are offensive.
They are.
Well, hold on to your butts, because today's going to be a bumpy ride. Border crisis. By the way, bullets, fake. Never happened.
Never.
And the Cuomos. But before that, anyone else, first off, comment. Anyone out there who have the babies, who have the children, like, did you find everything that people said was true? I was always afraid that, I was like, well, what if I meet them and we're just like, ugh.
Yeah.
No.
It's not going to happen.
Your life changes. You see them, you go, oh, instant connection.
See, it wasn't instant connection for me, but I think I've connected more with the daughter because she's so expressive. No,
that's common for guys, though. Until they can, like, do stuff to interact, we don't connect like moms do. Moms have the love drugs running through their veins. Thing, they just bond.
I haven't met mine. I just went to get cigarettes.
I think about him every once in a while.
Well, you know
no, they do, though. It's the interactivity. Sooner or later, they got to earn their keep.
Whenever somebody would hand me a baby or try to hand me a baby, like, don't you want to hold my kid? I'd be like, no.
No.
It's like the most expensive vase.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
go into Williams Sonoma for the exact same reason.
Right. Yeah. I don't.
Stephen wouldn't hold my child.
No. Out of disrespect. It's just like, if something happens,
he flicked my kid off.
I don't want to be on the 6 o'clock news. See, again, it used to be 6 o'clock news. Now it's always news.
But now, the second I had my baby, I was like, oh, I held him. I wanted, like, all of a sudden it was a part of me. Like, something switched in an instant that I didn't have before.
Yeah. So babies are good. There you go. Babies are good for the
soul.
They're expensive. I don't think so.
Oh, absolutely not.
No.
No, I'm one and done.
I think Dave's mic is a little hot today. I don't know if it's he's a little loud. Not you. It's the mic is hot.
No, I understand.
Okay.
I'll shut up.
No, do not.
Shut up.
Do not shut up.
What you meant.
All this baby talk, people must be thrilled. Like, can you talk about the Haitians?
Well, they have babies, too.
A lot.
I need the whips.
That's half the problem.
They have a lot of kids for sale.
That's what I'm saying. Have more babies, man.
Oh, jeez.
How much is that Haitian in the window?
Oh,
no, it's the truth. Look, we'll also talk about this. Is something people don't understand. They think they're being compassionate when they're talking about the open borders. Do you have any idea how much sex trafficking goes on there?
Oh, it's crazy.
That obviously would be stopped if there was a wall. That obviously would be stopped. It's not compassionate to people who are coming here illegally. We'll get into the asylum claim, all that, but this is a perfect example of well-intended people hurting folks. If you support open borders, it will result in more child sex trafficking. We'll have the stats a little later on to prove it. But first, PETA recently released a clip, and if you have children, they shouldn't watch this after all that nice baby talk. And now we're going to go to these degenerates at PETA. Who would have thought that vegans would be degenerates?
Mm-hmm. Weird.
Weird.
Surprised.
Here's their ad promoting veganism because, of course. People listening on audio, they're fondling fruit and vegetables in a sexual manner, claiming that fruits and vegetables enhance your sex life.
A very specific thing that men can't find.
Yes.
Not that one.
Ugh.
Is that Lizzo?
It's almost over.
PETA! If you think that's bad, wait till we go to Mug Club later.
It gets worse. It gets so much worse.
That's so terrible.
Yeah, what do you...
I was just laughing. I was just envisioning a hole just drilled in a melon.
Anybody they seen
really
that video?
Did miss the male audience on that one.
So, I speak for PETA, Jason Biggs. Oh.
They had Alicia Silverstone naked in Times Square as one of their ads.
I'm sorry, what?
That's yeah.
A weird
it
ad.
Looked, no, I agreed with it. That one
Dave
was fine.
Went vegan for a week after
and
that.
And then there was an Amber Alert on all our phones for Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah, exactly. And I looked up and I was like, yeah, I think I'll cut out red meat for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, that
starting to make some sense here.
This just makes me want to just eat a cow raw.
Yeah.
In front of someone who loves it.
Yeah, just for spite. No, that they hate meat. Meat is disgusting, right? That's
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why your vegan burgers in no way try to recreate exactly what was delicious in the first place.
It's an impossible burger. Because it's impossible to match the taste with crappy plants.
Yes, it is. And it's a bunch of processed crap anyway.
Yeah.
So again, my question to you before we go into the border crisis thing, how do you think we could have avoided this? What do you think we need? I think this is one of those issues where it pays. I hate the term reductive because that's sort of, as comedians, our whole goal is to be reductive. But really, I look at it as distillation. When you distill information, what are you doing? You're distilling it to the most pure information that needs to be provided.
Yeah.
Facts, data, and then your opinion, maybe some enlightening or insightful ways to look at these facts and data. But it's not that complicated.
No.
Countries have borders.
I want a revolving door, except with no entrance on our side. Just revolves you right back into the country. Yes.
Just a rubber band, you come in, shoot back out.
Sorry. What the hell? I'm back here now.
It's really just more of a spring.
Yes.
Yeah. You can come in legally, but if you try illegal, there's the door right
there. That's also
it's like
not
a spring
a bad
trap.
Idea.
It
you have
them
just
back over.
Walk through the TSA metal detector and you hit a button and a spring. Boom!
Yeah.
Exactly.
What if we can throw back ones we don't want? Then I'm fine with it. It's like, here's AOC, bring over whoever.
Yeah, let's trade.
It's like, oh, we're going to catapult you. That's actually a trebuchet. I don't know the nomenclature for the difference. I think it's a distance, a leverage thing. I don't know. The point is, bye.
Yeah, it'd be like baseball cards in the 80s, except with human beings.
Oh, jeez.
I've got a
put
fruit
him in the spokes
picker
here. Can we pull that Minecraft you played with Donald Trump's building the wall? That was the most hilarious thing I've ever seen.
It's true.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
Let's pull it from Buck Club later.
Okay. Hilarious.
So here's something else I want to talk about. Hey, look, with the vaccine, before we move on, there's some more celebrity breakthrough cases. I'm going to give you some examples. All references available. The link in the description, lightworthcrider.com. I don't know when we stop calling it a breakthrough case when it's like a majority of the cases of COVID. You want to know how you don't try, and I'm not saying that, I think this is my stance on the vaccine. It makes sense for some old people. It makes sense absolutely for people who are in high risk categories. But the truth is people are mad that they took a vaccine that isn't that effective. Are you vaccinated against measles, mumps, rubella? Everyone here?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
How often have you gone into a restaurant and asked them their policy on mandating measles? Rubella? No, because the vaccine works. You're not concerned about it. You're like, well, that guy's not that. Well, I'm vaccinated. You don't trust the vaccine, and so you're mad at everybody else. But we'll give you some examples here of breakthrough cases. This happened on Friday, and I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard. let's just show on The View live before Kamala Harris is coming onto The View. And then she has to call in from like a green room. She has to call in for like satellite uplink. You're like,
right,
you know she's in the green room.
Yeah, so from Washington, D.C., if just three rooms away.
Yes. Two View members tested positive. I don't know how they were they testing them before they went on air? Like, should we, Joe Behar, should we like wait for the results? Nah, go out, you'll be fine. So then on air, two View hosts test positive. Here
oh
you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Two of you to step off for a second.
Okay. Anna and
we're going to bring
Sunny
you back later.
Have to leave.
Yeah. Yes.
And we'll tell you why.
More information later. It's a tease.
We'll tell you why in a couple of minutes. So shall I introduce the vice president?
Yes.
Okay. So, vice president. No.
Nope.
Okay. Shall we dance? Let's do a tap dance.
So quick on your
Since
feet,
this
Joy.
This is going to be a major news story any minute now.
Yeah.
What happened is that Sunny and Anna both apparently tested positive for COVID. No matter how hard we try, these things happen. And they probably have a breakthrough case, and they'll be okay, I'm sure, because they're both vaccinated up the wazoo. You know, a lot of vaccines.
Okay, first up, it might be a breakthrough case. Do you mean by definition? Yes, it absolutely is. If they're vaccinated, it's a breakthrough case. I'm sitting here watching this going, people try to tell you, oh, it's very rare. But that's 33% of The View. That is a third of The View that just got kicked off live on air. 33% of The View.
I'm not too offended by that, really. That's like a good start.
More often.
I'll be honest, the one in the black and white suit may not come back.
It seemed kind of staged, though. They were like totally fine with it. There was no shock, and it was like, oh, it's a tease for later. I'm like, what? If they were positive, why'd you let them go out?
I see an empty pantsuit by the campfire.
Yes. Yeah, there's a rapid test done, 9 minutes before they went on the show?
And by the way, this is not uncommon, just to be clear. Okay, I'll give you the anecdotal and then the empirical. This is one thing you guys should know. If you try to search celebrities with COVID, you go to all of these mainstream websites, whether it's NBC, ABC, People, they always try to obfuscate, cover up whether the person was vaccinated or not. You have to dig several pages deep. Sometimes it required me to confirm through Instagram comment replies. Wow. So let me just give you a few examples. There are hundreds of examples. Just a few. People say, oh, it must be pretty rare for the vaccinated to get cases. Mm. You've got Oscar De La Hoya, Chris Rock, Bill Maher. These are all celebrities who were vaccinated, by the way. Mm. Chris Rock, Bill Maher, Wendy Williams, Hillary Duff. She got Bendy when she had the stroke on her. Duff, Jesse Jackson, Kevin Connolly, and his daughter, both Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons from Kiss. We were spared Peter, Chris, Corey Tallow from Slipknot, Barry Sanders, Melissa Joan Hart, Pierce Morgan,
Barry Sanders.
9 members of the New York Yankees, 11 congressmen, Colin Quinn. Look, this is, there's so many. I mean, I could just, all
like
of these people.
Clarissa, explain that.
Yes.
No. No, and Colin Quinn was vaccinated, and it's his second time getting COVID, actually.
Oh, wow.
Right. Yeah. And I won't get into that because we don't have, you can't have accurate data on this.
No.
That's the problem. People say, well, the vaccine, and I get it, the goalposts have changed. The vaccine reduces your chance of going to the hospital or dying. Okay, hold on a second. 2%. 2% is the entire population who end up getting hospitalized. You can find numbers as high as 5, numbers as low as 1. Pretty agreed upon 2%. Bill Maher was talking about it.
Yeah.
That includes 89-year-olds. That includes life expectancy is about the same as the average COVID death. So what's the number for people like us in our 30s and our 20s? Going to the hospital, it's 2% total. Let's say, could it be 1%? Could it be 0.5? Those numbers don't exist. If you have them, comment below. It's very hard to find that. But if the vaccine reduces your chance of hospitalization from 1% or 0.5% to 0.4%, at what point do you say, hey, it's not anti-scientific for a 30-year-old male or female to say, no long-term studies, that's by definition. I don't know if the risk is worth the reward when there's less than a 1% chance of me being hospitalized. And you see the cackling broads on The View test positive anyway.
And why are you keeping the numbers away from us of breakthrough cases? I think I understand why. You don't want us to see how many cases there really are.
Well, the CDC doesn't track a lot of breakthrough cases.
They don't, unless you go to the hospital or unless you die. But that's the thing. They track every single other case that is reported, but this one, they're like, no, throw it away.
So they only have the data of people in the hospitals, people who are potentially, and even then, they haven't tracked all of them. So you have in Israel, 59% of those hospitalized with COVID were vaccinated, right? These numbers were through midsummer.
Yeah.
The Pfizer vaccine, this was from Mayo, 50,000 people in these studies. The Pfizer vaccine was only 42% effective against the Delta variant in July. That's a pretty big sample group. It was separated for age, for race, for gender. And, okay, at what point do people go, you know what? This isn't what we were sold. This is not like other vaccines, namely because we changed the definition. It's not an immunization.
Yes, which is why Joy Behar goes, they're vaccinated up to the wazoo. Yeah. It's like, doesn't that bother you that they have the disease?
Might be a problem.
Up the wazoo and you have to take them out of the room.
Yeah, exactly. For the person who ends up calling in through Skype.
These
people wasn't even in the room at that point, Kamala Harris.
Boy, she sucks.
You know what else, too? The View, they're such morons. This happened last week. I don't have a clip. I'm sure we can probably pull it later from Mug Club. They were talking about the tax increase that former Vice President Joe Biden is, you know. By the way, I haven't heard anyone else say this. Who's going to be paying more in taxes? Above $400,000, what is the presidential salary? Could it be more transparent?
Right.
He's like John Lovitz. Everyone making over $400,000. That's the ticket.
See.
Whereas Obama was president, it was over $250,000. Guess what the VP salary was? I think they're just using him as a standard bearer. Like, what does Joe make? He can't afford it.
You've seen what he's given to charity? Almost nothing.
Like Joe, how about $400,001? I don't think so.
No.
Strike it down.
Yeah, no.
And Whoopi Goldberg was on air talking about the taxes. We'll find a clip later. You guys can show me. She was dumbfounded. Again, she didn't do the research before being on air. She's sitting there. She's going, now, I don't know if I looked at the Biden tax increases, and it's anybody making over $400,000. That's crazy. That's not rich. That's upper middle class. I'm like, what? You didn't know this until you got on air? It's not because you're a woman. It's because you're stupid.
Hold on. That's upper middle class?
Yeah. Well, she's
that's
just
pretty rich, I
well,
think.
She's pretty rich, but she was saying she thought it was, you know, the 1% making millions. She realized it was going to affect her. I was looking. It's any joint household making over $400,000. This is, we need to know. These people are not rich. Like, really? How much do you make there, Joel?
Well, it's just funny because, Whoopi Goldberg doesn't think she's rich. She's Whoopi Goldberg.
I make $10 million, and let me tell you, that is not rich.
The point is she didn't know until she went on air.
Yeah, exactly.
These people are journalists.
Uninformed.
Oh, that's not a bad Whoopi, by the way.
That's pretty good Whoopi.
I'm just talking about things I don't know about. It's crazy. It's crazy, child.
My dog actually looks like Whoopi Goldberg in the 80s.
So does Predator.
Yeah, kind of.
That's true.
Well, now.
Hold on. I have to go hunt with heat-seeking technology.
So he's just camouflaging in a tree.
Want some candy?
Ugly mother. So, Billie Eilish, this is another news before we get to the Cuomos and then border crisis. Billie Eilish lost 100,000 followers after posting this photo of her in a corset. Do you have the picture there? Overlay S?
We don't have the picture, but we have the quote.
Oh, you have the quote.
Oh, we got to see the picture.
Why did she take down the picture?
I'm not sure I can check.
Okay, let's see if we can grab the picture.
Find the picture.
Yeah, if we're going to talk about someone's boobs,
we got to
show the boobs.
See those boobs.
Right. Somebody pull us a picture.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, she. This is the.
She's
the producers here. Sorry, we have two people who called in sick. I guess they thought this is a story about Billie Eilish's boobs. Let's pull a quote.
Well, I think they pulled the picture. They were having a problem getting it like sent to us.
Yeah,
I
can pull you mean it on that my phone half of our producers are gay? Is that what it is? They don't. Yeah. So
they have a filter on their computer where they're like, well, I just don't see boobs ever.
And then they spell it B-E-E-W-B-S, boobs.
E-W, yeah. So Eilish called the incident dehumanizing and said that she lost her followers because, quote, entirely because people are scared of big boobs. That goes against everything that I've known about regarding boobs.
Ever?
Especially on Instagram.
Yeah, especially, right, she lost. Oh my gosh. They're saying it's what, sock accounts?
Well, that's so the investigation revealed that.
There they are.
Yeah, there you go. She said she lost 100,000 followers because of that picture.
That is weird.
People are scared of big boobs. And by the way, an investigation did reveal that she did lose followers, but 99,999 were actually, they were actually just sock accounts of this man.
Gosh. The other ones were finishing a sock account.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Well, just look at her, though. It really is the opposite of her entire image. It's like, hey, that girl has been carving pentagrams into her desk. Oh, she's got a nice pair of fat naturals.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's but her in a corset is like Ali Sheedy from the Breakfast Club in a prom queen sash.
It just doesn't make sense. Her fans weren't disappointed in her boobs. They were just disappointed they weren't covered in track marks.
you really can't change your likeness when you spent your entire career looking like someone who folds Slipknot shirts at Hot Top, like her rainbow shirts. Like, it's just my thing. I just really like My Chemical Romance. You suck.
Yeah, just like, what? Part my hair's green and I'm sad.
Yeah, I'm sad.
Yeah, she just looks like a cutter.
Yeah.
And that's what you come to.
And then she came out, I'm Marilyn Monroe now.
Yeah. Yes. By the way, is it pronounced eyelash? Because I've been confused for 2 years.
Is it? Is it? Like
it looks like eyelash. Is it Eilish? Illish?
I don't know. Eilish. I was focusing on her boobs.
Yeah. Well, you could never see them. She was always wearing a Hot Topic sweatshirt.
Was distracted. By the way, you can follow me. Speaking of Instagram, you can follow me on the Instagram and I guess TikTok over there. There's a lot of stuff that doesn't have to do with the show.
If you're a commie.
And the best thing is if you watch, hit the notification bell. Subscriptions don't mean a whole lot. But best way is just tune in Monday through Thursday live, 10 a.m. Eastern. Yeah, but you can hit that little bell so you get the notification. Dang. Subscriptions mean nothing now on YouTube. They keep changing it because, you know, they want to autoplay Seth Meyers crap.
Yeah, the algorithm.
Did you ever hear her Bond song? Sorry.
Her Bond song?
Who's? Thing.
Billie Eilish.
Oh.
I don't know. Adele's, the best Bond song, Adele was great.
Adele was great.
Yeah. And even though it wasn't a very good, Tom Jones' Thunderball was fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%.
I don't know the Billie Eilish.
No, Billie Eilish's Bond song is just like, I want to put the gun in my mouth. I don't want to do
she's
this
so depressing. I was talking to a friend about this, and he's like, Gerald, she's super. I was like, she's going to go. Like, she's so depressing. Who listens? She goes, he's got a billion plays. And my wife was like, so? And he goes, That's a million. That's a million. 1,000 million plays. I'm like, did you just math explain what a billion is to my wife?
Yeah,
it happens.
Yeah, you can't.
You kick his ass.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, good. You good. Should.
I threw him in a lake. I don't think he got out.
You don't math explain.
You don't math explain
us, fool.
To my wife. She wanted to be math explained too. She would have gone to the STEM field, but she doesn't. Just like women statistically don't. So that's why they have slots open for them. And good luck with your anesthesiologist. Yeah. If I'm getting put under by a woman when I'm going there, I'm like, oh, you weren't a diversity STEM acceptance into Stanford, were you?
Stop it.
I like to hear a good Indian accent in a doctor, and I go, I'm in good hands.
Yeah. Bangladeshi. Mm. I don't know the difference. So I'm not
one.
It's another country.
I don't have a topographical map of that.
You don't need one.
Continent. So less
of a map.
Look, and speaking of kicking asses. If a man grabs your wife's ass in front of you,
yeah.
I mean, reaches, cups, grabs, first off, it should never happen, ever.
No.
Ever, but especially if it just so happens to be caught by a husband, which is exactly what Chris Cuomo did. Comment below if you're a husband or if you're a woman, if you think there just needs to be an ass kicking. If either of you did that to my wife, I'd just think, well, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do.
It must be
you
done.
You forced me to do this to you.
So Chris Cuomo was accused by former boss Shelley Ross of grabbing her buttocks at a party.
Yeah.
Mamma mia.
And it's documented. He even said in an email, now that I think of it, I am ashamed. And the text read, so she said he grabbed my buttock
right
when he greeted me and said, now that I don't work for you anymore because you're not my boss, I can do this. And she said, no, you can't. And her husband was right there.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He watched the whole thing. Caught the whole thing.
And he... in an email, which, by the way, if you sexually assault a woman, which you should never do, don't talk about it in an email.
You wrote it down.
It's the first lesson of being a perverted creep, Cuomo.
Spacey's just shaking retarded. His head.
So he wrote an email, though my hearty greeting was a function of being glad to see you, Christian Slater got arrested for a kind of similar act, though born of alleged negative intent. And a husband I can empathize with not liking to see my wife patted as such. So pass along my apology to your good and noble husband, and I apologize to you as well for even putting you in such a situation. Okay, it's a couple of things here. First off, it's not that he just grabbed a woman's butt. This is not something that just happens out of the blue. How many incidents had to happen leading up to this? I tell you this as a man where none of his friends, none of his colleagues, his confidants in his male circle thought there should be any accountability whatsoever. Like, hey, man, you know, you got to stop groping women. This is a man who lives in a bubble just like his brother and fears no accountability. And more insulting than all is they try and say, oh, it's tradition. Or they try to say, oh, it's because we're Italian. You know, that was something that his brother said.
Yeah.
And let me tell you this. I'm French-Canadian. Okay, what are you doing? Cuomo, brother, what are you? No, don't stop grabbing the asses.
Mario Cuomo.
It's like asking bread not to want to be toast.
What does that even mean?
It's like watermelon saying no pits.
No, look.
Italian, it's cultural.
No culture demands that you grab it. Stop. You can't
grab it.
No, stop grabbing asses. I told. Hey, Cuomo, Mario Cuomo, stop grabbing asses. No more.
Come on.
I told him to not grab asses.
Weirdo. Well, that's what Mario Cuomo seems to do all the time.
He's doing the opposite of what I asked.
And his brother, Fredo Cuomo, can be even worse.
That's a slur.
Oh. Good thing I'm half Italian.
It's a slur against lesser brothers.
Yes.
It's a slur against you and the Dylan brother from Entourage, really.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
The lesser Dylan.
The lesser Dylan. You had to remind me, this was the CNN Cuomo. This is not the Governor Cuomo.
Right.
When we were talking about this yesterday, I was like, oh, he did something else. You're like, no, it's the other guy.
It's the rapist. It's the brother's
family
rape
thing.
Yeah. So here's just to give you an idea. So this happened with Chris Cuomo. He should absolutely be fired by the Me Too standards. But his brother... What did his brother do? His brother grabbed Anna Rutsch's face at a wedding, asked if he could kiss her. Hmm. Charlotte Bennett said that Cuomo asked her, this is the brother, if she had sex with older men and was monogamous. Virginia Limiatis was reportedly touched inappropriately when Cuomo ran his fingers across her chest.
What?
I'd say that's inappropriate.
That's highly.
And of course, Cuomo asked Lindsay Boylan to play strip poker, kissed her on the lips, and went out of his way to touch her lower back, arms, and legs. And finally, there was also this little known case where Andrew took a date to the movies and cut a hole in the bottom of his bowl of spaghetti. This is when the media,
that takes a lot of work.
The old Mickey Rourke,
the old penis diner,
Mickey Rourke thing. This, the Cuomo brothers are just okay. All right, Mario, what are you doing?
Come on.
Let me try.
Try what? Stop.
No.
We like.
No.
Spaghetti meatball.
Yeah.
No.
Grab
the ass. That's not an Italian thing.
No,
it's not an Italian thing.
It's culture.
No, it's not a culture.
Oh, no.
Stop.
Oh, that's wrong. It's my fault. It's how I'm dressed.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
It's how I'm dressed.
That's enough with. Hey, Mario Cuomo, look at me. Stop grabbing asses.
Okay.
Sometimes you have to be stern.
Yeah. Dave. Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
I know you've seen a lot of screwed up shit.
Yes.
It's not your fault.
Yeah, it is.
It's not your fault. Hey, look at me.
What?
It's not your fault.
Yeah, shut up.
It's not your fault, Dave. It's not your fault. So this is this is the damage you do, Cuomo's brothers.
This is what happens.
It's horrible.
I kind of liked it.
Said no woman Cuomo has ever grabbed.
Well, yeah. Just the lack of tact he has is more upsetting than the violations itself.
Got rid of Brian Wop, and I liked it.
Oh, no, that didn't happen.
Doesn't it feel like a power move?
Yes.
Like trying to be like.
Yes,
you know,
it does.
Basically.
Yes, it does.
It's the Cuomo brothers and what happens in San Quentin.
Yeah.
Like those are the two places this kind of behavior happens. Like where you're just grabbing someone's ass, like, your wife is mine.
Yeah. Mind if we dance with your dates? Yes.
Oh, no, go ahead, sir.
Otis, my man.
Otis, hey, my man.
Cuomo, my man.
This is just so, look, just to be clear, the Cuomo brothers are absolute garbage. And the media knew this for a very long time. Yeah. And I don't think they're rapists, to be clear. But this is absolutely sexual harassment.
Yes.
Yes.
And women do deserve to feel as though they're not going to have their asses or chest grabbed in the workplace. I try to create a culture here. Cuomo brothers, notwithstanding, of grabbing women's asses.
That's good.
It may not be popular, but I always say don't grab women's privates against their will.
That's
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, indeed.
It may not be popular to say.
No.
I don't care. Whoever gets mad at me for saying this, that's my belief.
It just makes common sense.
I always say the third no means no.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that one's.
It doesn't mean you shouldn't keep trying a little.
No, you got to give him a chance to play it cool.
There's a game, you know.
Well, yes. Yeah. The game is not, you can't fire me anymore, so now I can do whatever I want, which is what Cuomo said to her, essentially. But stay, you know.
And the media only when it became undeniable.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They covered up. And this is the same thing. I think he should have been kicked out for, you know, killing old people.
Well that was his brother. But
yeah, his brother.
Well, the other Cuomo.
And then his brother, the lesser Cuomo, not covering it. But it's the same thing. What do you think they're going to do with Whitmer? Look, we all know that there's been a record number of senior citizens in Michigan, the governor. But, of course, because she's a woman, she's likely not sexually harassing anybody. And she seems like she's asexual.
Well,
that's not always true,
but yeah, she true. Doesn't seem. Less she seems likely. like she could go along spell like a sex camel.
Mm. Oh, geez,
like she does not need it.
Yeah, she's no. She Come doesn't on. Care.
She's
for
feeding
it.
Off the blood of the young.
Yeah,
you that's what they need.
She just puts podlings in the chair. So,
I feel like a tail would come out like splice.
Yes,
just take your soul.
It's like Nightcrawler.
Do you think that, you know that quilt Cuomo made of masks that were sent to him that you know, were given for children and that he sewed it together to make? Do you think he
put holes in them, pinning them against a corkboard?
Yeah. You think he had sex on it? What do you think?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, definitely. He's like, I'm going to make a mask sex quilt.
He just used them as sex thongs.
That's true.
Ah. Hey, look, this thing's not getting the COVID. You like it.
I'm Italian.
People keep mailing me sexy underwear.
Yeah.
Those are masks, you idiot.
Only fit if the mask fits.
You must acquit.
What does that mean? Gosh. I don't know, but look at it. Hey, Cuomo brothers. And the media is complicit.
It gets off.
Yeah. Just like, so you have both Cuomo brothers. And now it's ending. Let's go to the border crisis. The media, of course, has been complicit. This is something where they have lied to you, and this affects you directly as an American citizen. And let me just cut this off at the pass where people try and say, look, it's not a race thing. any more than Mexico's southern border is a race thing, any more than any other country having a border is a race thing.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, when we're talking about the United States having a protected border, it's clearly less of a race thing than other homogenous countries. Okay? Look, now you're saying it's racist against Haitians. This is an isolated incident where before this, people would say Donald Trump was racist against Mexicans. The beauty of the wall, it's an inanimate object. Doesn't matter your opinion, you rebound off of it. So the border crisis, look, everyone's talking about this. They've been trying to cover, the media covered that people were being whipped. Not true. I'll show you proof afterwards. Who is running the show, though, with this? Because a lot of people think that Biden is a shell of his former self, which is an insult to shells of their former selves.
Insult to turtles.
Man.
So most Snails. Of you have likely never seen this clip of Obama, I think, like, who's running the show.
Yeah.
But here's actually what the producers found November 30th, 2020. Call it a hunch.
I said this before. People would ask me, knowing what you know now, do you wish like you had a third term? And I used to say, you know what? If I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats, looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony. Wow. I'd be fine with that because I found the work fascinating.
Yeah. Like someone like Kamala Harris? No!
No,
she's too strong-willed. She doesn't even let Cuomo grab her ass. So right now they're talking on CNN about, really quickly, and this does, obviously, the border crisis, we'll go to this, how the murder rate in the U.S. jumped nearly 30% in 2020. And, of course, they're trying to blame this on Donald Trump.
No. It was the riots. There were stuff going on.
Well, look at the murder rates and where they took place. They took place in entirely blue cities. Blue cities where they've had free reign for decades.
Yeah.
Decades. And, by the way, the murder rate is also going up in 2021. So this is important to note. Crime was going in a downward trend, and to be fair, with all presidents, crime was trending downward. Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Obama. Then it went up in the last year of Obama, started trending downward a little bit again. And then, of course, we had the riots, which were spurred on, where Kamala Harris said, do not stop, continue.
Yeah.
Continue rioting in the streets.
Yep.
And now we're going to add, who knows, a couple million illegal immigrants who come from third world war-torn countries into the mix. So
things are getting better.
This will be fun.
Let me give you some of these numbers here, comparing Biden versus Trump on the border, because I think you need some context to understand. A lot of people need to go, actually, there was this number of border crossings under Donald Trump. Well, if you just hear a number without context, what's the increase? What's the decrease? What's going on? How does this change your day-to-day life? Okay, there are over 1.5 million encounters with Customs and Border Protection in 2021. That's over 6,000 per day.
That's a lot.
Retired Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott said nearly 53% are granted Title 42 exemption and released back in the United States. The border encounters, we're talking about Customs and Border Patrol, highest rate in the last 21 years.
Wow.
Objectively. That's from Pew Research. All the sources, references available at LatterCutter.com. Last Friday, Secretary Mayorkas, and by the way, whenever I watch these clips, I get confused. I think it's Jeff Bezos.
It does look like
But Jeff rich, Bezos. I guess yeah. rich, evil bastards who want to live forever, they kind of bleed together after a while. He told Ron Johnson that we just gave you the numbers.
Yeah.
Mayorka said he didn't know how many illegal immigrants are released. And the media was just like, I guess we don't know.
Yeah.
No need to fact check. I just provided you the information. The mayor here, Secretary Mayorkas, Jeff Bezos' clone, he's another freaking evil clone, doesn't know.
Well, again, 1.3 million people. How many people have been returned? How many people are being detained? How many people have been dispersed to all points around America?
6,000 a day.
Senator, I would be pleased to provide you with that data.
I want them now.
6,000 a day, 53,000.
Senator,
are allowed
I do
into
not
the country.
Have that data.
Why not?
For me.
Why don't you have that basic information?
Senator, I want to be accurate in the information.
I'm looking for ballpark figures. Is it about half? Have we dispersed about half of that? Are we up to about 600,000 people we dispersed?
Senator, these are the tools that we employ. We use the Title 42 authority, that is the public health authority, empowered by the Centers for Disease Control to expel individuals.
53%.
So I'm hearing that you're not
under
using
Title 42
that to the full extent
released in the United States.
We've got 40-50% of people even apprehended under Title 42 that are not being returned. Is that accurate?
That is actually inaccurate.
Okay, you're saying that's
Senator,
inaccurate.
Would you care to let the witness finish an answer?
He's not answering.
I actually want answers to my question.
Doesn't that look like a creepy utopian future?
Yeah. After that clip, it's he said,
Renfield, give dystopian. Me the numbers on 42 exemptions. It burns.
I mean,
yes. I'm Lex Luthor.
Yes.
It does look like every...
Get me, Superman.
It's Voldemort. Like, it's all these same people. They all look like Bezos.
So direct comparison. This is like you just pointed out your very, very, very astute observation.
Very astute, yes.
He goes... Oh, that's wrong. Okay, what's right? This is the problem, too, with the, we're going to do a rebuttal to John Oliver and the voting laws tomorrow.
Yeah.
People on the left have the luxury of just going, oh, that's wrong. Well, what's the number? You're just crazy. Trust the science. What's the science? You're just crazy. How about we have a hate speech? They don't want a debate. They don't want to have a conversation. And they sit, because they have a complicit media, because they have a complicit entertainment industry, they have the luxury of never having to provide you with information. We make all of our references available, link in the description. Now, I ask you guys to double check it. And you guys sometimes correct things in the comment section. Yeah. Oh, correction. Yep. Last week, I think I said 86% of Black Americans wanted at least as much police presence or more than they have now. I think it was 81. There you go.
There you go.
81. I said 80 something. I said 86. I was wrong by 5%. Doesn't change the fact that Whoopi Goldberg was, Blacks don't want any more cops in the neighborhood, child. So the spirit, I would argue, was correct. So the numbers, 6,000 a day, 52% are exempted, record high in 21 years. Okay, what do we have under Donald Trump? We had a record low of 832 interactions at the border per day in 2017. We had a total of 33%. Donald Trump's interactions were a total 33% of that of Biden's, just to be clear. So about that's the same number as women who test positive on The View. A third.
Yes.
A third of the illegal crossings and interactions, and 89% were expelled in November 2020 versus only 47% in July 2021. So you have a multiple of people who are coming here illegally. Why? Because they're incentivized, because they think that they can come on through.
Yes.
And that they won't be sent back. Mm-hmm. You have a several time multiple of them being sent into the United States. In many cases, no questions asked or very few questions asked. And, of course, you have a multiple of stress, pressure on those who are Border Patrol agents. Just to be clear, when they say you're not supporting the cops because of the Capitol Police, what about all of the officers at the border?
Well, and also, at least we don't have Donald Trump's mean, kind of scary racial policy.
Yeah.
Having a border wall. And that's what they said on this Sunday. I'm forgetting the name of the show. Meet the Press, right? They were talking on Meet the Press, and they're like, well, at least we got rid of Donald Trump. Like, do you understand by getting rid of Donald Trump's forceful, you're going back to your country no matter what, if you don't come here legally, do you understand what you've done now?
Yeah.
You've done this. You've done exactly that. We have to cover this story because of that.
Well, let me be really clear, too. It's now the optics are getting bad enough. So finally, the Biden administration, it's all run by polls. It's all run by what they think they can get away with.
And
yes. He said that the Del Rio camp, or at least ordered the Biden administration to be cleared out because of, quote, bad optics. This is from a DHS official. The Biden administration wants those people out from under that bridge so they can't be seen anymore. It's an optics thing. Then there was a Black Lives Matter protest was scheduled to take place near the bridge this past weekend.
Really?
They said they don't want them all riled up at the time of BLM protest. What do you mean by them? What do you mean by you people?
Yeah. What do you mean by protest? The whole thing confuses me.
I'm very confused.
And this has been going on for a long time. The Federal Aviation Administration banned drones from flying over the border.
Yeah, because they showed us what was going on. Oh, gosh, please don't actually show us what's happening.
Well, the problem is here. Biden doesn't understand the need for drones if they're not killing innocent families.
Oh.
No, they're just for that.
Yeah. Come on, it's vertical alignment. You can't be using the drones for pictures.
So there's...
They kill kids with them. Huh?
There's zero children?
Zero children to kill?
I guess
why
I don't
would you
care.
Need? They were like, hey, sir, there are drones at the border. Oh, killing Haitians? No, taking pictures. Come on.
How does their hair smell?
Bring them to me.
So this is something they Fox was allowed to do this. Fox News, they had this drone going on for a while. Again, this is a lack of transparency. We just gave you the numbers. The Biden administration is concerned with, ooh, people don't like it. People don't like what's going on at the border right now. So we better get rid of them for optics and have the media go out and lie. And by the way, let's ban anyone. When people talked about Donald Trump wanting to ban press he didn't like because he would make fun of them. No, this is an administration that very often actually puts shackles on members of the press. We talked about that a few weeks ago. It took Texas... The local Texas law enforcement, to be clear, and this is where local politics is very important in border states, they had to get a helicopter to carry a Fox reporter to get these videos out.
Guys, good afternoon to you. This is a wild situation to see from the air. We reported earlier that the FAA grounded our Fox News drones. We cannot fly those well. The troopers with Texas DPS are kind enough to let us go up in their helicopter them to get a look at the situation at this bridge right now. Take a look to 11,000 miles Mexico into Del Rio right here, and they are waiting underneath the international bridge, waiting to be processed by Border Patrol. Look at the mass of people down there.
Okay. And by the way, that Secretary Mayorkas, he told Fox News that there were at least 12,000 who were released, the Haitians, over the past few weeks. So you know, if he said 12,000, times that by quite a few.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, it's of about 15 to 20,000.
Yeah, it's a significant percent.
So, well, half or above were released. And you know what the excuse was? Well, they're not going to stay here very long.
Yeah.
That was it.
They're not going to stay here very long?
How long? I'm sorry, yeah. What?
I kid you not.
Yeah. How long does it wow. take for them to spread COVID to members of The View?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think a couple of weeks. They'll be gone.
And they'll be gone. Yeah. And I think it was somewhere, and I don't want to misquote, so just so I don't get fact-checked, it's somewhere between like 40 and 60% of those people that are released that are supposed to come back for a court date so that they could, you know, see. Yeah. One, it takes 6 months to a couple of years for that court date to happen. And two, 40 to 60% just don't show.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh,
come on. It's the honor system. Yeah. They'll come. No,
people sorry, that all this have... is like coming back to me. I didn't think
I mean, people who are here illegally and can't be tracked?
No.
Act without accountability? It's almost like they might go to the emergency room and skip out on the bill.
I don't ridiculous. See how anyone who would flee their own country could be a flight risk.
No, I don't.
No. They fled their own country through several other countries.
Yes, we'll get to that in a second.
Well, that's my point, is they're good at leaving.
Yes. Still waiting on him.
This is astonishing.
I'm getting a pack of cigarettes.
No, you're not.
That's good with COVID and court dates, too.
Do you know how I know, Dad, you're not getting a pack of cigarettes from the convenience store? Because we have no store.
There's no...
By the way, some people got offended on Twitter where I said that you know, that Haiti is an inferior country to the United States. And look, I understand, because some people, I don't understand how you can argue that the United States is not a superior country, but then also it's a human right to be a citizen here. Well, why? Unless there's something about this. When I said inferior, I want to clarify, I was taken out of context. When I said that Haiti is inferior to the United States, I don't mean this at all as
you mentioned genetically.
Well, no, what I mean is when I say that Haiti is inferior, Haiti is inferior to the United States, what I mean is inhabitability, cost of living, GDP, inventions, benefits to the world at large, the rest of society, creating a functional economy, human rights, civil rights. That's all I just want to be clear what I meant.
Well, and life expectancy.
Other than that, totally equal.
Yes. Yeah. Other than that, different. But equal.
How dare you?
So then you also saw the pictures of horses and whips.
Oh, yeah.
That was what the media tried to cover up.
You guys
want to
give
me these
basement?
Numbers. Yeah, they don't want to give you these numbers. So what happened is even it went up to the president. You had Psaki. You had Biden. Harris.
Yeah.
Condemning. This is the point. You can't rely on the media, to be honest. But you don't think that former Vice President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, you don't think they have the ability to figure out if this is a real story or not? We can figure it out with researchers, me and ones who don't even pull pictures of Billie Eilish's boobs. And you mean to tell me that the former vice president can't? Here they are condemning our officers doing their job on a story they know to be fake.
The secretary also conveyed to civil rights leaders earlier this morning that we would no longer be using horses in Del Rio.
What I saw...
Because they're effective.
Who gives a crap about horses?
Those individuals on horseback.
Give those Haitians some Zyrtec. Send them on their way.
The way they were is horrible. And I fully support what is happening right now, which is a thorough investigation into exactly what is going on there. And we really have to do a lot more to recognize that as a member of the Western Hemisphere, we've got to support some very basic needs that the people of Haiti have.
To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay. They will be an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences. There will be consequences. It's an embarrassment, but it's beyond an embarrassment. It's dangerous. It's wrong. It sends the wrong message around the world.
And if any of those things were true, you still wouldn't really have a point. But
he had just been watching a spaghetti western.
Yeah, exactly.
No idea.
I was watching, The Rifleman. How is his lever action so fast? Huh? What?
This is.
Didn't need a semi-automatic.
The wrong message.
Fired it in the sky. No, if any of that were true, if any of that were true, sure. My question to you is, again, comment below. What do you think? Do you think that these people, meaning the administration, don't have the ability to conduct a simple fact check? They weren't whipping anybody. They weren't running them over with horses. And I don't understand why horses are relevant if it's a horse or a four-wheeler. The allergies have nothing to do with it. This is them. Right here is video proof that no one was being whipped. Just trying to get in here. They're saying no. Grabbing him, saying, hey, stop breaking the law.
Stop breaking the law, asshole!
Anyway, the video goes on. You can just, that just, it's, that's all it is.
That was it.
No, what the you thought were whips.
Like, hey. And then, can I come in? And the horse is like, nay.
You know what they were? They were reins.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to believe that everyone in this administration doesn't know the difference between whipping somebody in reins. Oh, and again, they don't know the difference between 800 border crossings or interactions a day and 6,000.
Right. By the way, you know what they do with those reins? They sometimes will hit the horse so the horse knows to go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and it's not cruel to the horse. It's just like, oh, I'm going this way. Okay, good.
It's just to be clear, this is the asylum claim. I actually would argue this. Canadians have more of a claim to asylum because pastors have been jailed for practicing their faith. So there's actual religious persecution. These Haitian migrants, they're actually coming from Chile and Brazil, where they settled, many of them, for a long time. Yeah. They're not fleeing a government that's persecuting them. They are fleeing what they believe. This is not me saying it, to be an inferior country, to come to a better country. Just because we have better things and we have a good country, which the left can never acknowledge, except when sort of tacitly acknowledging the border crisis, doesn't mean that you have a right to asylum. Hey, yeah, but I want that. I'm sorry, is not a right to asylum because there are people here who need that. There are people here who need jobs. There are people here who need who pay into the system, who need to make sure that they still have Social Security when they're still here. Yeah. Let's just be clear about that. It is not a claim to asylum. Asylum means that you are fleeing a specific political, religious persecution at the hands of your government. These people just don't like the shitty countries.
Absolutely. And like I said earlier, the country shoppings, the reason that I said that is because for asylum claims, you have to go to the nearest safe country. And safe is kind of this loose term, right? I don't know if that's the legal term that they use, but it's like, all right, if there's a war going on in the country next to you as well, then, you know, keep going.
Safe is a loose term when you're referring to South America. Anyway, they have 401ks for kidnapping.
Well, exactly. But you don't get to go like Haiti. First of all, Haiti is just kind of in the middle. You've got the United States and you've got South America. You made the wrong choice to begin with. So that's your fault, right? If you'd have come here first, if you'd gotten on rafts or something like that, it's a horrible thing, but then maybe your claim is legit. But you went through several countries. You don't get to come to some point and say, oh, I want to leave my country. Oh, where would you like to claim asylum? Canada's kind of nice. I don't know. Maybe go to the Alps. Do you like mountains? Yeah. Like, we can send you over to Europe. We can send you to China. That's kind of bad labor policy.
Yeah, not so
you know,
great.
Like, that's not how
also
it works.
Not very fond of the folks of color in China.
Yeah, well.
I don't know if you guys know this, but racism actually does exist. I mean, like, real racism outside of the United States. Yeah. Go to Singapore. See what I'm talking about.
Ouch.
Been there. Yeah, speaking of strapping.
Yeah, yeah. You spit gum on the sidewalk, they cane you in Singapore.
Well, I like the policy.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, so does Biden because he uses terms like strapping like it's 1850.
He was just referring to an 8-year-old boy. Strapping.
Strapping young lad.
You know what really pissed me off, too, about this is that Kamala Harris and everybody else basically said, this reminds me of our troubled history here in the United States where horses were used to ground up slaves. And I was like, are you kidding me? The most effective way to keep people from coming in the water, in the kind of wilderness, is a horse. This has nothing to do with slavery. You're just trying to play the like soft background music and make everybody go.
Tell horses what, racist. Leave.
Let's SUV's find a, not. Let's find common ground. Okay, let's make this a more urban roundup of illegal immigrants. Send some Chrysler 3000s down there.
Okay,
Is it 3000 or 2000?
Depends. There's a Chrysler 200 and a 300.
Oh, a 300. Oh,
the 300 is the bigger one that looks like the Bentley.
I was gonna say the fake Bentley.
The fake Bentley, where the Cat Williams joke of.
Yeah.
It looked like a Chrysler 300, and there's nothing wrong with that.
There ain't nothing wrong with that Chrysler 300. Oh, this mother...
I just realized when I'm watching Cat Williams, like, well, he's just... I'm jealous of black comedians. I'm like, he just sang black things.
Oh.
It's not a joke. He's like, and y'all know what I'm eating, mama's giblets, my God, and shit. And everyone's like, ah! I'm
just like, yeah, arena just, goes wild.
It's a black...
It is
reference.
Hilarious, but it's all just the delivery.
You don't get it.
You don't get it with white people.
There's no white equivalent.
Motherfuckers be going to IKEA and shit.
I think the white equivalent's like Stephen Wright or Hedberg, where it's like so white.
Yeah, I guess. They're still. I find him funny, but I just realized watching his special.
Oh, there's
I
know. Your sign.
It's just he's just saying black.
We were discussing this on the phone the other day. It is funny, but it's not like it's well written.
No.
That's just honest.
So this is something else. What is the media doing right now? Well, look, this is a sleight of hand, right? And I want you to understand what they're doing. Going, he's palming it, right? The numbers, 800 something border interactions a day under Trump, 21-year low versus 6,000. 52% are exempt under this 42. Bull crap, right? Right now we just talked about how 12,000 of the 15,000. So these numbers kind of they ebb and flow. It's most of these people are being let through the United States.
Yeah.
And there is an exponential increase in people flooding over the border. And it's very clear from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. No correlation, causation. Look, come on. 800 to 6,000 going on nonstop. It's not a mundane detail, Michael. So what the media has been doing is trying to distract you about COVID, when really what affects you more than if you're a 30-year-old, 0.0-something% mortality rate, again, if you're a 30-year-old, is perhaps the labor force being undercut through people who are willing to accept third world wages tax-free. These are things that affect you day-to-day, and by the way, just so happens to be a tremendous voter base if you don't require some kind of voter ID. Mm. Isn't that nice? So let's even just go to left and see what they have to say about the fact that, hey, this is now we can find common ground. We're talking about COVID. We're talking about the border crisis. You guys are talking about COVID. Okay, look. Hey, meeting of the minds Ben Carson separates them is...
skillful.
Are you vaxxing the illegal immigrants?
Most of these people that are going into removal proceedings are being put on either buses from Del Rio to El Paso and Laredo or being flown to Tucson with no COVID testing unless they show symptoms. How is that helping anybody stop the spread?
We have a protocol and process in place as it relates to COVID in terms of testing and quarantining.
Like what?
And also vaccines are provided for a range of migrants by our partner organizations in the region.
We fly them there and hope for the best.
Somebody say in Laredo, Texas, or El Paso, or Tucson, Arizona have to have their chance of catching COVID go up
that way
because
everyone
hundreds
has it.
Of miles away, there is an open border.
Well, there certainly is not an open border.
If somebody walks,
yes, there is,
into the country, right across the river, does somebody ask them to see their vaccination card?
Well, let me explain to you again, Peter, how our process
I'm
works.
I'm going to be really condescending and not answer questions.
As individuals come across the border, they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to be quarantined. That is our process.
Assessed.
They're not intended to stay here for a lengthy period of time.
Wearing
I don't think
black,
it's the same
at
thing.
The funeral
it's
for
not
truth.
The same thing.
She just said they're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time.
Just the weekend.
Hold on,
Gerald.
I don't even care. So hold on. Their hearing could take 6 months to 2 years to happen.
Yeah.
You only test them if they have symptoms.
Right.
Does this sound like something we've talked
How
about
How do you
before?
Find out about symptoms, by the way?
Yes.
Well, what if you ask them? What do you think is going to happen? These people left Haiti, an inferior country, to the United States. They left Haiti, are here by way of Chile and Brazil. You think they're going to get to the they're triple deking out horses to get here.
Yeah,
you think
exactly.
It's like, all right, look, okay. You have a stuffy nose? No. What do you think they're going to say?
Yeah. Right. But I thought also that it didn't matter if you had symptoms. That was the whole thing that we were told. Everyone
asymptomatic
has to wear...
carriers.
Yes, exactly.
That's how
to wear a mask.
That's how a third of the view gets COVID.
Oh my gosh.
So here's what's crazy to me.
Hollywood.
Is even with that, like only if they have symptoms, like, well, how do you test for 25% of migrants scheduled for expedited deportation, the flight. So these are people who are gonna be deported. They tested positive for COVID.
Oh my gosh. Womp. 25%?
25%.
That's a statistical
That's almost
anomaly.
The same ratio as women on The View. It's 33.
That's
25.
Close.
It's a little higher. Quarter, not quite a third. Yeah. The point is that's a lot.
It is.
What
and
a
it's gonna
smelly
get worse.
Plane.
Yeah. It's gonna get worse. You said correlation causation before. There are 30,000, they estimate 25 to 30,000 more Haitian migrants on their way will be at the border within a month. If you do the math, 50 to 60% are getting in.
And voter ID is racist.
Yeah.
And you have states like Arizona that were won within the margin of just 10,000 votes, 20,000 votes. Hey, remember how we gave you the free stuff and didn't even stick the swab up your nose? Who are you going to vote for? Kamala? There you go.
Ah, welcome. It looks like you are COVID-free.
Do I still have to fly on Spirit?
No, we're done torturing you.
But you still have to pay $95 for a clutch.
Oh, we'll let you work it off, though.
So, again, we talked about this before. You know, it affects you as far as your jobs. It affects you. It affects you as far as, look, there's a burden on the system. And I'm not saying that all illegal immigrants are here to abuse a system. Here's the thing, too, that people need to understand the difference. And silly libertarians like, oh, it's a free market. It's not a free market. You can't have open borders when you have a welfare state. You can't have open borders when you incentivize people to come to a country where they can use the emergency room as their basic, as their primary physician, where they can come here and still take advantage of the system and be on welfare, be on EBT cards. They can be paid and not pay taxes because there's no way to track them. It's very, very different. You could have open borders if everybody paid taxes and if there was no social welfare system that was being paid into by legal citizens of this country. There's a very, very big difference. That's why the libertarian idea of open borders don't work. There's a huge difference between when Italian Americans came here, when Jewish Americans, when Irish Americans came here. We didn't have the same kind of bennies that you do now. Let's be really clear about that. And once you create that, you either need to do away with it or you need to have a guest book. But how else does it affect you? This is a number, a sleight of hand that the media tries to sell you that actually, you know what, if you immigrants commit less crime than American citizens. Hold on a second. The key word there is illegal immigrants. Of course, people who migrate here legally are going to be law-abiding citizens because they had to follow the law and they understand that they are on thin ice here if they're in this country. Now, people who cross the border illegally commit more crime than the average American. All of these sources are available at ladderwithcredit.com.
Link. Well, I mean, the illegal part's already a crime.
Already is. But I mean, in addition to that, when we're talking about violent crime. So, of course, people say, well, it's because of the crossing illegally. That too, but all the other crimes that affect you.
After, well, hold on. Dave, listen.
Yes.
No person is illegal, Dave.
That's
a good
point.
Can we just all agree?
Except for every person who is an illegal person here in this country.
I'm going to get that tattooed on my lower back to let everybody know I'm woke.
Yeah. And upload a picture of your corset.
So when you're in prison, they'll know where to go.
So we can see my puffy breasts.
Well, this is something too, that libertarians argue. The left... by the way, you might want to get that looked at. The left, they try to argue that, well, you know, conservatives are against frivolous spending, but look at they wanted to spend, I think it was, I don't know how much it was, $17 billion for a wall, in the tens of billions. Okay, first off, two things. That's under the legitimate purview of government. Yes. Even if you are the strongest, you know, strongest federalist to believe in the sort of legitimate separation of purviews of powers, guess what? States cannot be relied upon, unfortunately, to protect the entire border. Because if Texas does a good job, well, there's still California, right? You have a problem. It is a legitimate role of government, of the federal government, to ensure that our borders are secure. But even just looking at a numbers analysis, illegal immigrants don't cost the American taxpayer $10 billion, $20 billion, $30 billion, $80 billion. If it sounds like an infomercial now, it's not my first rodeo, $116 billion annually.
Well, and people
is the cost of illegal. $116 billion to the taxpayer annually, and of course that's
like half my net worth.
Yes, but they might be able to vote and not pay taxes. So that's a wonderful ploy.
Yeah. So if we spend $17 billion, we might be able to knock a very sizable chunk out of the 116.
Right.
It seems like we should do this and take the other $100 billion and have a party.
Unless you're doing math like Whoopi Goldberg.
Well,
you don't have to think about it, dude.
Well, sister act, back in the habit.
I wish she'd have stayed there.
Yeah. It's a terrible habit to watch that movie. I was saying that a lot of people argue I hear this at least on the road or in talking to people, the Christian element of you should allow anybody, we're all God's kids, whatever. I think what people aren't taking into account with a lot of this is the people that get a hold of the kids that come over here.
Right.
That's when it turns into sex traffic, drugs, all this other stuff. Like, there's a reason why there has to be order beyond just like, we should all just be peaceful. there is true evil going on, and that's why there has to be some kind of rule and regulation.
No, you're absolutely right.
We are welcoming. We have a system for people to go through.
We do have a system.
Legal.
And you know what? The system, maybe at some point the system needs to be more welcoming. Yeah. Maybe at some point the system needs to be less welcoming.
Yes.
It depends on where we are in this country. Look, there is nothing wrong with wanting to take care of your citizens first. Haiti should take care of its citizens first.
Yes.
The United States should take care of its citizens first. Well, Haiti can't do it. Why is that? It's America's fault. Really? Have they ever gotten it right? Mm. At a certain point, you also have to examine the fundamental philosophy of your economic system and a system that recognizes inalienable rights. In other words, the government's job is to protect said rights. That's its only function. Versus the right of the government to grant and take away rights, just make up rights. And that's how you end up with a place like Germany, where internet's now a right. In other words, sure, why is it America's job to take care of people from other countries, which, by the way, you've said are all equal? All cultures are equal? Then no. This is a real—so $116 billion annually. And what are the effects? Yeah, like you talked about, we have some—I think you have this overlay Z or K here, Reuters, BBC, and Pew. Thousands of minors are in Border Patrol custody. Wow. Mm. Sexual assault allegations, their lack of clean clothes, food, right? There's COVID and there are lice outbreaks. Were you about to say something there?
Yeah, I was about to say, Haitians, what do you want? You have a part of a Caribbean island. It could be a tourist paradise destination, and you've turned it into crap.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Come here and do the same thing? It's
America's fault that Haiti is the way that it is. It's not like
that's what Kamala said.
It's not like we sent billions of dollars in aid. It's not like America provided more help after the earthquakes than any other country. It's not like the American government and the American military, outside of the American Christian Evangelical Church, is the greatest peacekeeping and charitable service that exists in the world. No. It's our fault. It's America's fault. And when you justify that, it's because of imperialism. Well, imperialism, hold on a second. Do you understand what imperialism? It doesn't cost money. You take the resources.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't go there and clean up after an earthquake or natural disaster, especially when we have natural disasters here in the United States. You go, and if you're an imperialist nation, you say, ooh, an earthquake, let's pounce. Guess what? Any other empire throughout the history of mankind, take your pick. The Ottomans, the British Empire, the Romans, the Greeks, take your pick. Genghis Khan. Whatever you want. They would say, oh, an earthquake. These people can't defend themselves. Good. We're going to take over Haiti. Beautiful resources. And then there's this huge swath of land unprotected. Canada. It's ours now. 52 states. There you go. And instead, we offer them billions of dollars in aid and are blamed for it not being enough. But you know what?
Right.
You know what could have prevented all of this? All of this happening at the border, the lice, the rape, the sex trafficking, the unsanitary conditions.
Big, beautiful wall.
It has to be painted, and the best color to paint it is black, because if you paint it black, it's so hot, nobody can even try to climb it.
And look, it's tough to argue with that logic.
He's not wrong.
Who doesn't even disagree anymore?
Who?
The guy who used to hate that, and he tries to avoid the verbiage.
Yeah.
Chris Wallace.
The Border Patrol, they ought to be able to find a way to keep people from coming across the border. Build a fence.
Yeah, a wall, maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say, build a fence, build a wall, have some kind of a gate so they can't walk across that dam over the Rio Grande into Del Rio.
Yeah, any word.
Oh, no.
But wall. Let's go with fence. All right, you guys can comment below how you think we need to solve the illegal. Just comment, smash the like button. We'll be taking your chat, Mug Club. YouTube, this is going to get worse. Piss off.
Okie dokie.